This is episode 1074. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and welcome to part two of our series on forgiveness. This entire week, you're going to discover meditation techniques you can do when you sit down and meditate, or as you go throughout your day, to help you process your grudges so you can forgive. And so this is a pretty important, more introspective series than we normally pursue. Forgiveness is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. In yesterday's episode, we talked about how when you harbor grudges, anger, and pain, and you don't forgive, this is harmful to your heart, your cardiovascular system. And also it increases inflammation in your body, which can lead to disease. So processing grudges, anger, emotional pain is so valuable. So I honor you for what you're doing for yourself. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And the techniques for each week are always customized around a theme that we explore in depth. This is the best way I find to really master a particular quality in your life. So the technique for today is an affirmation, and the affirmation is customized to help you free yourself from the emotional attachment to holding a grudge. So I'll explain that in just a moment. First, I want to share with you the affirmation. The affirmation is, I am free. I am free. I am free. And while I was doing a little research for this series, I came across a great article on forgiveness. And in this article, it was written by Stephanie Goldstein and Alicia Goldstein, and it's called Let It Go, 11 Ways to Forgive. In this series, I'll share with you 7 ways to forgive, and I'll be combining many different ways into one episode, different ways that are related to each other. In this particular article, they share 7 ways to forgive and let go of pain. And in this article, they talk about how it's not always easy to let go. And when you force forgiveness on your most tender hurts, consider what it is you're asking yourself. And they talk about how forgiving doesn't mean that you condone what happened or that the perpetrator is blameless. It is making the conscious choice to release yourself from the burden, pain, and stress of holding on to resentment, because it takes a lot of energy, a lot of your attention and focus to harbor a grudge. And when you can allow yourself the freedom to continue to explore all of life's emotions without feeling this attachment to this one particular grudge, then you do experience a sense of freedom. Because one thing I've noticed with people who are working on forgiveness is that there can be a sense of failure or guilt when you try to forgive someone, because many people equate forgiveness with releasing pain. But when something happens to you that causes a deep-seated pain, that pain is not likely to always go away completely. In fact, it's common to always experience a little bit of pain when you remember deep hurts. And if you think about this a little bit further, when you remember any kind of deep-seated emotion, you remember what caused it, because you took it in so deeply within your consciousness that you allowed it to become a part of you, a part of your essence, how you define yourself, the story you tell about yourself would include these kinds of big emotions. And so when you think about an emotion such as joy or elation, an emotion that maybe really sticks with you, maybe when you gave birth or got married or whatever it may be for you, you still remember that feeling when you think about that event. So it's not going to be different so much when you think about a deep-seated hurt. When you think about that event, it's still likely to trigger that emotion. The difference is that when you allow yourself to be free, you allow yourself to accept the pain, to understand it, to work with it, to notice where you hold it in your body, to notice what thoughts may trigger it. And then you allow yourself to accept this pain as part of your journey, as part of your life lessons, whether you felt you needed to learn this lesson or not. We don't always choose our lessons. And so when you open yourself up to experiencing this pain and knowing that you are safe and you are able to experience other emotions that make up your life, then you can move on and begin to continue to live and enjoy your life where you don't feel so much attachment to this pain. So when you repeat the affirmation for this week, try repeating, "I am free, I am free," in a loud, strong, engaged voice, repeating the affirmation several times. And then repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice a few times. And see if you notice the difference. And then repeat the affirmation in a whisper. You can repeat the affirmation silently to yourself, repeating it on many different levels of your consciousness. This will allow you to process your pain through the use of this affirmation. And as you repeat the affirmation, place your full attention and focus on the words the affirmation represents. So settle yourself into your meditation and begin to do the affirmation. I am free. I am free. Beautiful. You feel so much better each time you repeat the affirmation. Now, if you'd like to be guided in an affirmation, repeating this affirmation for this series, as well as access to over 1,000 guided meditations that last up to half an hour, you could go up to the 15-minute point or the half-hour point. You can find those daily releases over at my website, which is at sipinom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, om, you might say that as you meditate, .com. And there you'll find a meditation membership site that you subscribe to these daily meditations. And you also get a guide with all the techniques listed for each week's series, as well as a journal to go a little deeper with the series. Again, you can find that at sipinom.com. And one more thing, you also get a private Facebook group just for members of the subscription site. I so enjoyed sharing today's meditation with you, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.